Espresso English Podcast, Episode 45. Are you making these pronunciation mistakes? Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. As you know, the spelling of English words is often very different from their pronunciation, and this can lead to pronunciation mistakes when you try to pronounce the word the way it's written, but the real pronunciation is something different. In today's lesson, I'm going to go through some of the most commonly mispronounced words in English. You can listen and repeat in order to improve your pronunciation. The first category is words ending in O-U-S. The O-U-S at the end of these words sounds like is. It does not sound like aus. We say famous. We don't say famos. For example, famous, various, serious, nervous, obvious, previous, religious, victorious. The next group of words is those ending in T-I-O-N. The T-I-O-N ending sounds like shin. For example, association, definition, population, promotion, section, solution, tradition. Next, we have words ending in A-T-E. Now, this ending has two possible pronunciations. In some words, usually verbs, A-T-E sounds like the word ate. For example, accelerate, initiate, concentrate, simulate, fascinate, hallucinate. In other words ending in A-T-E, usually nouns or adjectives, it sounds like et or it. For example, private, adequate, candidate, delicate, desperate, certificate. Some words can actually have both pronunciations depending on whether they are a verb or a noun or adjective. For example, separate is a verb, but separate is an adjective. Associate is a verb, and associate is a noun. Graduate is a verb, and graduate is a noun, meaning a person who graduates. Alternate is a verb, and alternate is an adjective. Estimate is a verb, and estimate is a noun. Again, these words are spelled the same way, but they are pronounced differently based on whether they are a verb or a noun or adjective. Our final category is words ending in A-N-C-E and E-N-C-E. We actually do not usually make a distinction between these. They both sound like ence. For example, here are some words that end with E-N-C-E. Absence, violence, experience, conference, evidence, influence, obedience. Now, here are some words that end in A-N-C-E, but notice that they still have the ence sound at the end. Attendance, balance, distance, entrance, resistance, performance, importance. There are a few exceptions. Words that end in ance, which have the ending sounding like ants. These exceptions are finance, advance, chance, glance, trance. I hope today's lesson has helped you improve your pronunciation a little bit. If you'd like hundreds more pronunciation exercises, check out the American English Pronunciation Course. It has 30 lessons that will help you speak English more clearly and confidently and correct any errors that you might be making. This is very important so that other people can understand you when you speak. Visit EspressoEnglish.net, click on Courses, and look for the American English Pronunciation Course. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next episode. If you want more great English lessons, visit EspressoEnglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.